Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. I hope some of you will listen to this. This is going to be my first show. We're going to call it Catch Up, or Catch Up, depending on how you want to say it. We're going to start off with some items of the day. The Libby trial, still not answered. We don't know whether Scooter Libby is going to be convicted of lying about nothing to no one of consequence, about nothing wrong. No criminal activities, you lie about it. Don't know why, but trial goes on, and they've been in deliberation now for, today is Thursday, they've been in deliberation since Friday, for about a week. Let's hope that they come to some kind of conclusion. I'm not interested in whether he actually gets convicted or not. I'm just kind of interested in what happens after. Anna Nicole Smith has still not been buried, although apparently she's going to be able to be buried in Bermuda. Oh, the Bahamas, not, sorry. I was thinking she was going to be in the Triangle. Well, the Bahamas aren't part of the Triangle. Well, such a fitting place for her to go. I don't know that she'll stay there. Mom might eventually get to pull her out of there and bury her in Texas. Who cares? It's all over the news, and you've been caught up here. American Idol, we watch it, been watching it for a couple years now. There's a little bit of controversy over one of the singers posing nude in the Washington Memorial. Well, you know, frankly, I'm not worried about it. The singer in question, Antonella, is terrible. I expect her to be booted off in the next day or two. So we'll see. The Dow is running down again. We're about 100 points down as of when I looked about 20 minutes ago. Now, the market is the market. It doesn't have any basis in reality. Now, there's some people that might question that, but too many people will buy and sell based on not information about the company or information about the market, but about the economy in general. Folks, if you're in the stock market and you're worried about what it's doing today, I strongly suggest that you get out of the market. You don't belong in the market worrying about what happens day to day. If you're a trader, you got to love it. Up and down, up and down. Can make money both ways. Go ahead and try. That brings me to my specific place of interest. I am a big fan of foreclosures. Now you might wonder why I like foreclosures. Well, I work for a bankruptcy attorney, and primarily our business is helping people keep their homes. So more foreclosures mean more business, and the foreclosure market is booming. For the last 4 or 5 years, not counting last year, we had about 500,000 foreclosures filed in the United States. Last year, that number was just over 1 million, and there's every indication that this year is going to be a record unseen in history, maybe as many as 2 million foreclosures. What is the problem here? Well, first of all, very big housing bubble in a lot of markets where investors really were racking up price increases, and really easy money from the subprime lenders. Everyone assumed that if you bought a house this year, you could refinance it next year when you had 10 or 15% appreciation on the price. So who cares how much the interest rate is? You're just going to refinance it next year. Well, prices have started to stabilize, in some cases decrease, and that has created a problem on refinancing. The other problem is the subprime lenders are not able to fund the new refinancing because the prices haven't gone up, causing more people to foreclose. Those loans are being called, and the firms that purchased those mortgages are getting upset at the number that are being in default. they're going back to the mortgage originators and saying, hey, compensate us for all these defaulting loans. 14 of the top 25 subprime lenders have closed their doors since the beginning of the year. This does not bode well for almost $1 trillion worth of mortgages are going to reset on adjustable rate mortgages this year. In many cases, those interest rates are going to go up 2.5%, in some cases 3%. A 3% increase on a $200,000 mortgage can mean as much as $400 or $500 a month more for people that barely qualified for their adjustable rate mortgage at their introductory rate. They're going to be facing huge increase in their mortgage payments. 3, 6, 9 months after that happens, you can expect many of those people to start defaulting on their loans and eventually facing foreclosure. So our business is good. Many people are calling. People are facing huge changes. One of our clients was paying $1,100 a month last year. If he could keep his home, he didn't. He lost it. He would have been paying $1,800 come July. That's a huge increase. Many people will not be able to tolerate it. This has led to some suggestions that as the foreclosures begin to increase and fewer people are able to refinance, not only will the housing market drop, and we've seen a 14% drop in existing home sales and a 60% drop in new housing starts, that this will trickle up through the rest of the economy. People have been refinancing and using that money to buy cars, trucks, RVs, vacations, and in some cases, groceries. When those refinancings can't happen or continue to happen, we are likely to see significant drawback, significant amount of consumers stopping buying anything. When that happens, maybe Alan Greenspan will be right. A recession will start. I don't necessarily believe it. My own research in the past has suggested that we can't have a national recession anymore. We can't have a recession in individual sectors of the economy, such as housing or autos or manufacturing. Or we can have recessions in geographical regions such as the West Coast or the Northeast or the South or the Midwest. But a national recession doesn't seem to be likely. Our economy is just simply too big. We'll see. The 60% drop in housing starts in January, is it weather related? I don't think so. Most of the country was experiencing really warm weather in January. The really bad weather didn't start until later on in the month. 60% is an awful big drop. We'll see. Speaking of the weather, this morning it was raining and sleeting and snowing. It's supposed to rain here, being the Midwest, Madison, Wisconsin. And then it's going to change back to snow this evening, 1 to 3 inches. We've had more snow in the last 3 weeks than we did in all of the last year's winter. So global warming is giving us a lot of nice snow. Snowmobilers are thrilled to pieces. We've only had about 15 deaths from people racing their snowmobiles into trees. Relatively big increase. The ski resorts are thrilled to pieces. Snow is abundant, getting lots of people coming out. So that part of the economy is doing well. At least in our particular area, the weather is fine. I do want to have a quick conversation with you about global warming. back in the 70s, we heard lots of stories about the coming ice age. The reason most people were predicting an ice age was a 2 degree drop in the average mean temperature, and that trend suggested a serious global ice age. Well, since then, we've had a rebound, and over the last century, our temperatures have gone up just under a degree, which suggests that we've gone up almost 3.5 degrees since that average back in the 60s and 70s. Well, I don't know if I want to call it global warming. Yes, the Earth is getting warmer. Okay. But do we know what the right temperature is for the global Earth mean temperature? I mean, if the average mean temperature of the Earth is supposed to be 4 degrees warmer than it is now, aren't we defrosting? Just think about it for a while. In any case, global defrosting rather than global warming, because we don't know what the right temperature should be. No sense of worrying about whether it's good or bad until we've learned that. Bankruptcy news. As a bankruptcy, working for a bankruptcy attorney, obviously bankruptcy is an issue of, that I'm kind of cotton to. So you'll hear lots of words about bankruptcy and foreclosures here. But one of the interesting pieces of news that has come up is under the new bankruptcy law, everyone has to do credit counseling. Those credit counselors had to be certified by the United States Trustee's Office. And one of those firms is called Money Management International. They've been certified in most of the country. Well, at a seminar in Texas a few weeks ago, the CEO of Money Management was speaking to bankruptcy attorneys, trustees, and judge, and he, in response to a question, said, "We don't allow any of our credit counselors that have filed bankruptcy. We don't employ anybody that has filed bankruptcy as a credit counselor." Unfortunately, they had a judge sitting in there, and that's against the law. You're not allowed to discriminate in hiring just because somebody filed bankruptcy. The judge, when he got back to the bench, has ordered a hearing in which he's going to request that the trustee consider Money Management's certification. If, in fact, Money Management doesn't allow people that have filed bankruptcy to be employees in violation of law, Money Management's likely to lose its certification around the entire country. They, I believe, are in 35 states certified. Now, that may cost them a little bit of business and certainly a little bit of, well, I don't know if prestige is a good word for it, but certainly they have shot themselves in the foot. My time is almost up on this first show. I hope I've caught you up a little bit. You get to hear what I sound like. I will schedule another show for next week, talk a little bit longer about specific things. I want to get into Iraq and the Victory Caucus. I strongly suggest that if you have an interest in us winning in Iraq, that you look it up. It's thevictorycaucus.com. We will see you next week. If you do listen to this, I'd be interested in finding out, do you think it'd be a good idea to have some bumper music, some music at the beginning and at the end? I was thinking, I really liked the movie Groundhog Day, but, you know, that was Sonny and Cher that they kept playing as their bumper music on that radio show. Is there something you'd like to hear as bumper music? Give me a shout. My email, tracy.coyle@gmail.com. My blog is moderatemainstream.blogspot.com. And we'll see you next week.